Hi, this is a dictation for Cornelius Baron III, CornelusBaron. Cornelius Baron III, date of birth 11/14/1981, date of service is 12/28/2021, date of accident is 7/18/2021. History of presenting illness. Mr. Cornelius Baron is here for a follow-up evaluation. He reports that he was initially involved in an automobile accident on 7/28/2021. And secondary to this accident, he started having pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, with radiation to the left arm involving fourth and fifth finger, and pain in the right shoulder with ability to lift the right shoulder up to 110 degrees of abduction. The pains have continued along with muscle spasm, along with sporadic headaches and difficulty walking, as well as loss of balance, forgetfulness, nightmares, fearful of the event. He was hit very badly in a front-end collision on the driver's side, and he was a rear passenger on the right, and he was traveling in Uber. The patient is complaining of these pains at this time between 5 and 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. However, he reports 70% improvement with the current pain management protocols. And ADLs that is affected is walking ability 7 and work 6. The patient reports that he is suffering from weakness. In the system review, it reports difficulty sleeping and weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and denies any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, loss of memory, or any anxiety, depression. In the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing pain in the shoulder on the right side and neck, lower back, as well as pins and needles on the right upper extremity. Patient reports numbness and nerve pain and lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, and neck pain. And shoulder pain on the right side. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble in swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient has reported that the pain level is the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications is narco. Substance abuse, patient reports using marijuana for pain relief as well as occasional alcohol. In the compliance history, patient reports that he has been compliant fully to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 133/93, pulse is 84, pulse ox is 99, temperature 96.1. Rest of the physical examination will be identical to previous visit of 12/16/2021. Dictation number is 1218-086. Along with diagnosis, plan of care. The patient did report that he was helped with the first injection of lumbar epidural, and he would like to repeat again. His MRI for the thoracic spine was reviewed, but it has not been done. But his MRI for the cervical lumbar spine were reviewed. The gentleman has the patient has three disc herniation at the level of L3-4, L4-5, oh, I'm sorry, C3 and C5, C5 and 6, which is encroaching on the epidural space and without any central canal stenosis or neural foramen and neuron. In the lumbar region, patient has a herniated disc at L5-S1. His left kidney is atrophic, he has been informed, and an ultrasound will be needed. He is referred to a urologist of his choice. I have informed him that he should continue finding his primary care doctor, which can help him refer to the appropriate specialty. If his thoracic spine MRI is done, I'll discuss with him at that time. He does have a severe spasm of latissimus dorsi muscles, as well as in the trapezius muscles. He's provided with the Neurontin 600 milligrams 3 times a day, 30 day supply, 90 tablets with no refill to help with the numbness and tingling which is going on. Pain medication, Norco 5 milligrams every 12 hours, 30 day supply, 60 tablets is provided after reviewing the MAPS and after reviewing the previous laboratories. The patient has been scheduled for a repeat lumbar epidural steroid injection. We continue also naproxen, Alavil, Calaxin, Lidocaine gel that he was provided. A refill is existing. And in addition, Neurontin has been given. Physical therapy is continuing for 3 times a week for the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar region and the right shoulder. The patient has been brought in, will be brought in tomorrow for an epidural injection that should help him out. And then cervical epidural injection will also be provided. Thank you.